And what is your education, training, etc. regarding fracking or oil and gas in general? Like, did you also have to, not only when you were like, because you mentioned you and that student were kind of like learning at the same time about fracking, did you also have to like get like a crash course on like oil and gas?
Oh, I'm still taking a crash course on oil and gas. I mean, I never took a course on that. So this is what's interesting with the oil and gas industry is you don't, typically, if you would take a class on that, it would be within a geology program or maybe an engineering program, right? So if you're not in one of those programs, you're just not exposed to kind of how this functions in a, how resource extraction functions in a social science or a social context. So I've just been reading a lot about it and educating myself, and that's what research is, right? Is about learning the answers to questions I had that I was asking. So I ask questions and do the research to get the answer and build that knowledge base on how this actually works and how we understand how it works. No, I'm not a geologist, nor am I like a petroleum engineer or any of those things. So that learning curve has been really steep for me in trying to understand all that. There's a lot to it. And so I get what I can from the geologists I know, but that's not, I don't focus on that aspect of it because that's not what I was trained to work on. I'm a geographer, not a subsurface geologist or a...
Right. Has